We encourage you to experience this interesting route that takes you through some of the most beautiful natural areas surrounding L'Umbrales. The route runs along a stretch of the Camino de los Jarales, which connects L'Umbrales with the neighboring town of Bermeja. The trail intersects the Carril de los Taverneros, or Carril de los Arrieros. According to various sources, this road originated in Béjar, crossing through a large part of the province before entering Portugal. It was used as an alternative to conventional roads to transport wines and spirits of unknown origin and other unregulated substances. Further on, the trail veers off to the right in the area of Lombo de los Royos, a small hill fort with two large granite boulders that the locals call La Rueca and El Uso. The reason for these names is unknown, since the stones on the hill bear no resemblance to the items used for spinning wool. Leaving behind you a valley of high-quality pastures, you'll continue along a path flanked by the typical stone walls of the area that will take you to the base of the Teso de la Cornacosa, a place name that derives from the presence of cork oaks in the area. Finally reaching Valonda, where a fount of the same name is located. From there, retrace your steps back to the Camino de los Jarales and enjoy the panoramic view of the area's vineyards as you leave it behind. In the middle of the last century, L'Umbrales vineyards covered the largest area of all the villages in the region, and its wines were famous throughout the province. Unfortunately, many of the old vineyards, olive groves and fruit trees have been abandoned, and some have even been uprooted to make room for other crops or grazing areas. On the way back to town, the route passes through an area known as Prado del Toro, a pasture where the bulls slated to participate in the L'Umbrales bull run spend several days leading up to the event. Take the opportunity to get to know this area's natural spaces and traditions.